This is Radio City Talk.
You're listening to Radio City Talk. It's full time. My name's Matt Jones, and from tonight, it's time to adjust your sleeping patterns once again, because the second Ashes test gets underway at the Adelaide Oval, and it's an important one for England as they look to bounce back from defeat in Brisbane. I'm delighted to be joined by a former England captain and a former Ashes winner as well, Alan Lamb. Welcome to the show, Alan.
Thank you, Matt.
Great to have you on to look ahead to this one, a historic one as well, because it's the first day-night Ashes test, which I think is going to play in England's favour somewhat.
Oh, you've been reading my mind, have you? Matt, I think, you know, it was very disappointing with Brisbane losing there. I think England players know they didn't bowl very well and they didn't bat well. So with this drop in wicket, I think it's going to help the England bowlers, especially. It's going to have a bit more grass on it. The ball will seam around and probably swing around. So if England sort of bowl like they're bowling in English conditions, we could create problems and put the Australians under pressure. But we have to get runs. That's our big thing. And we need Cook and Root to come to the party, plus the other batters, and get big hundreds.
Yeah, it's vital that Cook gets in soon, isn't it, after his two failures in the first Test match?
Totally. I mean, listen, we know Cook's class, and I'm sure he'll come through this.
Certainly will. The rest of the batting order, we saw Mark Stoneman really impressed in the first Test match. Obviously, there were runs as well for Vince and Milan. Do you think they can carry that form on for the rest of the series?
Well, we hope so. I mean, you know, Vince got an 80, looked good, and then, you know, ran himself out. I mean, you know, if he had gone and got 180 or something, it could have helped England, but unfortunately it didn't. And, you know, what does the 80 do now? Nothing. Stoneman, gritty, determined knock. I mean, he'll hang around. He's played in Australian conditions before. Milan's still a bit of a question mark, but I think what we've got to do is we've got too many left-handers down at that lower order. So with Mo and Ali, I would have Bestow batting at 6 and put Mo and Ali at 7. But big problem, because they have Lyons a great off-spinner, and he's caused problems. And the problem, I think, is Moen's really struggling with his finger at the moment.
Yeah, well, you talk about Lyon there, and plenty of former players and pundits have been saying that England need to be more aggressive against him to just try and not be defending all the time and bringing the slips into the play. Is that something you agree with?
Oh, totally. You don't want a bowler to bowl at you, you know, especially a spinner. If they've got the field in, you know, hit him over the top. You know, I think you've got to attack him. You can't just let him bowl to you.
This is obviously the second test, having lost the first one by 10 wickets. It's absolutely vital that England bounce back quickly, isn't it? Otherwise, they're 2-0 down with only 3 to play.
Oh, no, that's not going to be very good for the fans. And one thing about Adelaide, Adelaide's a wonderful city and loads of English fans are going to be there. You've got the Barmy Army, they're going to be in full power. And then you've got all the fans from all over, different operators coming in. So Adelaide is there, and the atmosphere at that stadium is going to be electric. And England will know that, because they'll have a lot of support from the fans.
Was it one of your favourite places to visit?
Oh, lovely. I always enjoyed sort of Adelaide, but I was one that always tried to experience what the States have got to offer, what Australia, what countries you go to, you try experience. And Adelaide is one of the best places for food and wine. You've got Penfolds right in the middle of the city. Or you can go to the Barossa Valley or McLaren. And then if you want to go down to the beach, you can go down to the beach, swim with the dolphins. So it offers a wide array of stuff, you know. So Adelaide's always been my favourite. And I think the fans will all know that, because they'll get a chance to get out there. And especially if England win, it'll be a great city to celebrate in.
Certainly will. You're listening to Radio City Talk full-time with Matt Jones and former England captain Alan Lamb joining me to preview the second Test match in Adelaide, which gets underway tonight. You mentioned the Barmy Army. I mean, the number of fans that have been going over is absolutely incredible, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. And the Barmy Army are great supporters of the England side. And, you know, I believe that they've made the casino their head office. So, you know, They'll be having loads of, you know, good times there. They've had cricket matches against the locals and everything like that. So they'll be in full force. They love Adelaide. I mean, I think that's where it really started. They came to Adelaide where the Barmy Army started.
How big a part does that crowd play? Because we see it in football a lot. It's not often mentioned in cricket, but they are so vocal.
Yeah, you know, sometimes, you know, you can get on that field and you know, when you're concentrating, you're batting, when you're not facing a ball, you can hear what's going on. But once you get there and you've totally focused in the bowler, that seems to go away. But let me tell you, when you're fielding, you hear the Bombay Army singing and carrying on like that. It's really fantastic. And it does inspire you a little bit. And, you know, I'm not going to say when you go to Melbourne and you've got all those Australian baying for blood, it's quite lethal. I think the Bombay Army and all the English fans, everyone loves Adelaide.
Well, they are. As you say, those Australian fans will be looking to get one back in later on in the series. Looking at the side for this test match in particular, you've mentioned Moeen Ali struggling with his finger, so maybe he won't be able to bowl. Are there any changes you would make?
Well, you know, Jake Ball didn't bowl very well. They talked about Overton. He's in the, I think, the 13. You know, it'll be a tough shout because if they... Do they go in with three seamers and then if Moeen Ali can't, they've got to play Crane? I don't know. I think they need that batter in Moeen Ali down that order. So I think if there's any changes, Overton will come in for Ball.
It just shows how much the balance of the side is disrupted by losing Ben Stokes. And obviously we know that the situation around him and we're not going to go into that. But you take someone of his class out of the side and it just completely changes the way the 11's built.
Yeah, I mean, an all-rounder, when you've got a genuine all-rounder in your side, it helps the team so much, the balance of the team, because you've got a guy's batting and bowling. You can bring an extra spinner or you can bring an extra seamer in or you can bring an extra batter when you've got a Ben Stokes in your side. And listen, Ben Stokes is missed by England. It's just, unfortunately, he can't play at the moment. And we just hope that, you know, all these allegations get cleared and he gets the green light to, and England must select him straight away to come back and play.
And what's your prediction for the match then, Alan?
Well, I think it's a 50-50 because, you know, if we can win the toss and post a big score, the conditions, bowling conditions are going to help England.
And just to finish off as well, someone who's won the Ashes yourself, what's it feel like when you do get to lift that urn at the end of the series?
It is unbelievable, because especially when you win it and you're in Australia's backyard, oh, they don't like that, and it's a great time to rub it in. So if England are going to do it, they've got to win, yeah, because if they don't win this test match, it's going to be a long tour for the boys.
Is that your favourite Ashes memory?
Yeah, I would say, you know, winning when we won at Melbourne, that was incredible. That was incredible.
Brilliant stuff. Well, great memories for you, Alan. Hopefully this side can make a few more brilliant memories over the next few weeks as well. And it's all got to start by bouncing back at Adelaide this week. Thanks for your time, Alan.
Pleasure. Let's hope they do win, because it's a great city to celebrate in.
Radio City Talk.